Hello again, Nigel Ogden here with The Organist Entertains. Well, on tonight's programme we feature two gentlemen who have deservedly gained international recognition for their keyboard performances. Firstly, USA theatre organ star Lynn Larson, who visited Great Britain a few weeks ago, and co-starring on tonight's bill, our own multi-talented Brian Sharp, who turns out the most amazing arrangements on the massive Kauai T30 electronic. However, opening honours go to Lynn Larson at the console of the Free Trade Hall, Manchester, Wurlitzer, and that's entertainment, which, after all, is what it's all about. Well-deserved applause there for that dazzling opener to our show from Lynn Larson. Well, although Brian Sharp's early days were spent playing theatre organ, it is, of course, with its electronic counterpart that he's really hit the heights. And his hundreds of fans throughout the country were delighted recently by the formation of a special Brian Sharp Music Club, through which its members can get to appreciate more fully the outstanding abilities of this clever chap. Well, let's have some music. Solitaire is the title of the tune, played on the Kauai T30. Thank you. Beautiful. Brian Sharp and Solitaire. Now, the legendary American organist George Wright once said of Lynn Larson, "He has a rare God-given talent which combines a prodigious technique, warmth, wit, and lyricism. Above all, he makes music and communicates with people." Well, I think few people who heard Lynn's last concert at the Manchester Free Trade Hall would argue with that fine compliment. And here he is once again with a toe-tapping version of Strauss's Radetzky March. The Radetzky March from Lynn Larson. And when Brian Sharp says it feels like the right time, that's the time to listen. Thank you. magical sound of Brian Sharp at the Kauai T30 Electronic feels like the right time, with a bit of smart bass guitar work from John McCulloch. Well, it also feels like the right time for giving you this week's concert information, so here goes. Next Saturday, the 19th, John Mann plays at the 3J's Gomersall at 7:15 p.m. And on Sunday, the 20th, Ken Outram at the City School Sheffield and Arnold Loxham at the Reliance Garage King's Lynn, both at 2:30 p.m. At the Abbey Hall, Abingdon, at 3 o'clock, Phil Kelsall. Finally, next Monday, the 21st, at 7:30 p.m., Carlo Curley plays the Allen Computer Organ in concert at St. John's, Smith Square, London. Well, during the years Brian Sharp has been associated with the Arthur Butler Company, he's toured every country in Europe and performed 3 times in Japan, in addition, of course, to recording various LPs. And if all that isn't an indication of Brian's popularity, what is? Thank you. music from Brian Sharp. And to close the show, in rip-roaring style, an exhilarating performance of Leroy Anderson's Bugler's Holiday from Lynn Larson. And just listen to the speed and precision of Lynn's fingerwork. Free Trade Hall, Manchester Wurlitzer, being put through its paces in that brilliant performance by Lynn Larson. Well, I do hope you've enjoyed this evening's feast of music from two magnificent organists. We've one more programme before Christmas, which, of course, will be at the same time next Tuesday evening here on Radio 2. Until then, try to keep off the sherry and mince pies a little longer. And with thanks to my producer, Peter Pilbeam, this is Nigel Ogden saying all the very best, and bye for now.